Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Jesus laid the foundation of reward in verse 1 in general terms. He just gives us the principle in a real general way. Now, starting in verse 2, Jesus is going to apply that general principle to three specific areas: giving, praying, and fasting. First one is giving, so let's look at that in verse 2. He says, "So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what's done in secret, will reward you." So the main point of that section is very clear. We are to give for heavenly reward, not earthly reward. That's the point. Jesus' great concern isn't that we give more money, or that we give more sacrificially, or that we give more frequently, but that we give more expectantly. That's the issue. Or in the words of 2 Corinthians 9, more cheerfully. The way to improve your giving is not necessarily to give more. It's not necessarily to increase the amount. The way to improve your giving is to increase the joy. And the reason for that is what Jesus said earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, this very, very important verse, Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before men so that they may see your good deeds and do what? Glorify your Father." All of our good deeds must be done in a way that causes people to glorify Him rather than us, to be impressed with Him rather than us. Now, that's a little tricky when it comes to giving. How do you do that with giving? How do you give to someone in a way that glorifies Him, that impresses people with the person you're giving to? How do you do that? Normally, to bring credit to Him, to bring fame and renown to someone, you receive from them, not give to them. For example, if I wanted to prove to everyone how rich Bill Gates is, that would be easy to do by receiving from him, right? He could write me a check for $1 million. All I'd have to do to show everyone how wealthy he is and how generous he is just cash the check. And then everyone would know Bill Gates is wealthy and generous. But how do I give a gift to Bill Gates in a way that impresses everyone with how rich Bill Gates is? How do I do that? That's a little trickier. It's trickier, but it's possible. There's a way to do it. There is a way to give a gift to a generous, rich person in a way that makes it clear to everyone just how rich and generous that person really is. How? Here's how. By doing it for reward. The way to give to a rich, generous man in a way that advertises to everybody that man's generosity and wealth is to give, find somebody that man loves, get real excited, give to that person, and then get real excited about the reward you're going to get now. You run across his grandmother, who's in dire straits, you dig deep into your wallet, you help her out, you do it with a huge smile on your face, and somebody asks you, how can you give away all that money to a strange woman with a big smile on your face like that? And you say, easy. That woman happens to be the grandmother of a very, very rich, generous individual. And judging from what I've seen him do in the past, as soon as he finds out what I did, I am on easy street for the rest of my life. And you walk away like you just won the lottery. That's how you give to a rich person in a way that advertises that person's richness. In other words, all you have to do to give to a rich man in a way that draws attention to his wealth and generosity is to be a cheerful giver. Now, in the human realm, if you give money to a rich man in order to get money back, that's not real love, right? I mean, that's just using the person to get money. But with God, it's a legitimate thing to do because this is something that God has promised. Why does God love a cheerful giver? Why is it so important that when we write a check and we're putting it in the offering, we do so with such a happy, cheerful attitude? Why is that cheerfulness and excited attitude so important? Because that's the only way to give to God that makes Him look rich and generous and a kind benefactor instead of the beneficiary. Do you see that? He doesn't need our money. He wants our joy. He wants people to see His glory, because His glory, people seeing His glory, is the best thing that can happen to anybody. He wants His glory to be seen, and His glory is seen in our giving only when we give, and we're excited to give because of how generous His reward is. We give in any other way, it doesn't advertise His generosity, and so it's worthless. Does that make sense? If I put money in the plate with a reluctant, grudging attitude, or a prideful, look at me attitude, that makes God look like some penny-pinching, low-budget father who's so hard up that he makes his children pay him an allowance. That doesn't glorify Him. If all you do is increase the amount that you give, then you're going to do more harm than good if it's done grudgingly or if it's done reluctantly with an attitude that doesn't show God to be wealthy and generous. If you give and then worry about whether you have enough money to get by, or if you give and in your heart that gift feels to you like a loss, that kind of giving does more harm than good. And increasing the amount you give just increases the harm. By the way, this applies not just to money, but anything you give, service, kindness, anything. The goal is to give cheerfully, more and more cheerfully, with more and more of an attitude of being elated because of the reward that's connected to the giving.
Think of a way you could give cheerfully today. Don't worry about the generosity part. Once you get the hang of the cheerfulness part, the generosity part will take care of itself because you'll want more and more reward. So don't worry about how much right now. Just think of something you could give today. An online gift to your church or to some ministry or a gift to someone you know who is in financial need. Or if you don't have any money, is there something you could sell so that you could give? Now, you can apply the same principles to other kinds of giving, like giving up some of your time or work. But be careful with that. If you're eager to give time and effort as long as it doesn't cost you any money, that's not a sign of a heart that understands this principle. But in addition to giving money, you can do something like do something for your spouse, maybe do a chore, something you wouldn't normally do, just some act of giving. How could you give cheerfully today? Just make an effort sometime today to practice this concept of cheerful giving.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.